Good evening. My name is Phyllis Coelho, and I live in Belfast. And I want to thank the board for this opportunity to speak. I would like to address the Planning Board's Ordinance Section 6, Number 16, under Adverse Effects. It reads, "The development shall not have unreasonable adverse effects upon the scenic or natural beauty of the area, historic sites, important wildlife habitats, or rare and irreplaceable natural areas or property values." I believe Sears Island is an irreplaceable natural area. I've been a bird watcher for over 35 years and have participated in many bird watching trips to Sears Island. Some of these trips have been organized by Midcoast Audubon. I'm a board member of this chapter. Other trips have been led by local naturalists who offered information on the importance of Sears Island to birds. The island is home, nesting area, and stopover for migratory birds seeking food sources and rest before they continue their journeys to the boreal forest in Canada or beyond. I've been told that the American redstart, one of the butterflies of the bird world, a black and reddish-orange warbler, nests on the island. This bird prefers the second-growth maples, birch, and aspen trees to build its nest. Sears Island is a perfect spot for this bird. It has a wide variety of trees and insects, an important source for nesting and food. My Sears Island bird trips have been memorable experiences. On one birding bus trip sponsored by the Belfast YMCA, we saw horned larks on the causeway. These birds is one of the earliest of the spring migrants. We also saw red-necked grebes, a raft of ruddy ducks, and some lingering common golden eyes and buffalo heads that winter in Penobscot Bay. One spring when birding alone, I counted about 26 species just in a few hours. I heard bobolinks chattering and saw them poking up their yellow heads from the meadow on the southeast part of the island. One misty morning in late March, I watched about 10 northern parula warblers flitting about. Every tree in a small area had at least two birds. These blue, yellow, and rust-colored birds winter in Central America, the West Indies, and the Lesser Antilles. So many of the birds on the island in spring and fall travel thousands of miles, and Sears Island is such a necessary area for them to feed and rest. All birds need their own variety and amount of habitat to subsist, and continue reproducing. They are very vulnerable to any changes to their habitat. Many have difficult time adapting to congestion, noise, tree removal, traffic, and lack of their specific foods. All of these situations can cause them stress and interfere with the nest building and the amount of eggs they produce. The number of many species are diminishing because of the huge amounts of development in areas such as the boreal forest, where tar sands drilling is killing and or displacing millions of birds and ducks. We are very fortunate to have the accessibility of Sears Island, a coastal recreation area with its abundance of birds, also along the Penobscot Bay corridor, osprey, bald eagles, and other birds nest very close to the island. I've cross-country skied, snowshoed on the island, and my husband has enjoyed many sea kayaking trips along the coast. There are many reasons. There are many areas on the island, especially at low tide, where I can read, think, or try to identify ducks and seabirds way out in the bay. I can watch insects feasting on seaweed. I wait until the tide moves me to higher ground to a new and different view of assorted birds and other wildlife. Sears Island is a quiet, magical place for me. It has its own unique beauty, abundant and diverse habitats. It offers so many recreational opportunities to so many people. If the LPG tanks, terminals, refrigeration unit, flare, pipeline, dredging, and other buildings connected to the tank are approved, the island will be severely affected by this industrialization, and it will be the beginning of the end to this oasis.
Thank you. Next.